Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to break down the you in your business and demystify marketing. So I'm super excited to introduce Michelle Serra. Now, Michelle is an internationally known coach, strategist, and copywriter who has helped generate $1,151,962 in sales in 2020 alone. She's helped over 900 people from all over the world create the business they dream of. Now, with a quiet presence behind five well-known multi-million dollar online coaching and marketing companies, Michelle's a best-kept secret for not only marketing differently, but manifesting powerfully. Now, she's the creator of Soma Manifesting Practices for Businesses and Meaningful and Measurable Goals Marketing, which she teaches in her signature business manifesting program, Tangible. Now, Michelle hides out in a quiet valley in the Appalachian Mountains where she grows food, tea, and ideas that build businesses. Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping entrepreneurs really demystify marketing. I can't wait to hear more about this and the great work you're now doing.
I love my work. It's, you know, fulfills me, and I'm really excited to share.
Yeah, that's great. And Michelle, I just have to ask you, tip of mind question here for me is, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
You know, I actually had two, and it was like two phases, I guess. The first one was I'd gone through a divorce after 23 years of marriage, and it wasn't the divorce that did it so much as, you know, starting over at the age of 40 with teenagers at home. And I was under a lot of stress. I wasn't sleeping. I was struggling. And so out of desperation, I just decided I was going to manifest opportunities to be able to write for clients privately, right, outside of the day job, and that I would build something from that.
Right.
And the second point though was when I found myself working behind the scenes of these multi-million dollar companies, I found myself yet again in this high level of stress. I didn't put my business goals first, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I came to this point where my health and my mindset was really kind of taking a back seat. And I finally just said, okay, no more. I realized for me, I have to just kind of take this really big leap and go all in. And that's what I did.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You realize enough is enough, and take inventory of the fact that, you know what, I really do have something pretty special, and I am, you know, an expert at what I do. So let's go for this.
You know,
it's exactly. A scary moment, but yet it's also empowering. Now, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
It's been just over 3 years where I'm solely doing my own work, and it absolutely has changed. And, you know, that's part of the process I think that any of us go through is how that idea of what you're going to do in your own business, how it evolves
right
through the inner work, you know?
Definitely. It does kind of unfold as we go. And so has the focus, though, been specifically with, you know, entrepreneurs, or, you know, has your ideal client changed in terms of who you are started out working with and who you work with now?
I've always worked with entrepreneurs, and it's always been around marketing, you know, because that is absolutely my expertise and my passion. However, the manifesting piece, which was deeply personal to me, is what I have pulled in and now evolved to. And that's kind of, that's finally put me in that place where I've hit the nail on the head.
That's great. Yeah. I love that, where you can really lean into, again, another area that, you know, maybe at first you didn't feel, I don't know what the right word, I'm not going to say confident, but just that alignment with how to blend the two. And then, you know, finally that magic, you know, I mean, when I introduced you, I talked about, referenced anyway, the Soma manifesting practices. And, you know, obviously over the course of the years, you've dialed that in. So that's what I love to hear, is how, as people continue down their walk, developing their own business, then more clarity comes in terms of how to create these powerful formulas that really help others get what they're striving to get. And it also aligns with our zone of genius. So yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh my gosh, yes. Huge ones. Okay. I've had, you know, huge, huge doubt. And it is normal. Like, we all experience doubt. And I found for me, there was this recurring dynamic of what I perceived as an authority figure kind of getting in the way of me pursuing the things I wanted in life and business. And for a while there, it was like every attempt I would make at, you know, getting my own business off the ground, was I'd find myself at this place eventually where I was like, this isn't fulfilling. This isn't it. Something isn't right. And I'd go back to the drawing board again. Right. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is really common too, because I've worked with so many entrepreneurs over the years. Like, I've seen the pattern. Right. And for some people, they just end up giving up completely. Right. Mm-hmm. But I realized, when, as I said, when I combined both manifesting and marketing work together, for me, that was it. That was the moment where I said, and you said the word already, I'm aligned. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, it's that inner journey process, right? That in that experience, that's so empowering. And it's really the only way to approach business in the first place, or in my mind, because business is always 100%. Your business is 100% you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is a big component. It's not so much the expertise as much as it is that inner work of beliefs and thinking the right thoughts, right? And having beliefs that align with what you really want to create versus what you don't.
Yes, exactly.
So, and, you know, obviously you are an expert at helping people, helping coaches and entrepreneurs manifest their business goals through inner work and powerful marketing. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, for sure. And you're absolutely right in that it's a very different skill set. And, you know, there was a point in time when I didn't see it that way, because I thought for sure, when I get out on my own, because I have this expertise, I've been in the behind the scenes in these big companies, and, you know, been a part of sales teams and the training and the scripts. And I've been on both sides of it, from hearing the clients who are enrolled and hearing the coaches or the salespeople who enrolled. I thought I had it, right? I thought no problem. This will be a breeze.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and in truth, like, I don't have any difficulty talking about what I do, or even talking to people about what the price of my programs are. Right. Mm-hmm. But where I do struggle is, because of my experience with being on the back end and seeing the sales teams and hearing the feedback from clients, there was a part of me that didn't want to be anything like that, right? I didn't want to come across as inauthentic. I wanted to have a natural, comfortable conversation where I connect. And so I struggled, I kind of pushed against the process. And then the other part that I struggled with is because of all that, it's like when it comes to the point in the conversation where I kind of hold people to the promise that they made to themselves, or essentially help them to make that decision, right? Because they're really asking silently to help me make this decision and make take a step forward, mm-hmm. that I would be too nonchalant about it. I would be like, you know, whenever you need me, I'm here, just reach mm-hmm. out. And I would drop the ball right there. And so that's where I struggle.
You know, that's really interesting. And, you know, you're definitely not alone in feeling that you're suddenly just allowing your ideal prospective client to just take the ball and, you know, head out the door, and you'll circle back maybe, or, you know, that as soon as they leave, they might not, you know, reach back to you. And that can really feel frustrating, because you know, in your heart that prospective client could be achieving so much more success if they just agreed to lean into your offer and work with you. And that's the frustrating part. So there's one technique here that I want to share with you that I think will help move the needle as far as not enrolling in people's objections or wanting to go off and think about it, instead allowing them to stand more firmly in their commitment to achieve those goals that they've already shared with you earlier in the conversation. And the one technique is, it's what I call front loading the conversation. And it's where you illuminate the thing that is probably going on in their head in terms of doubts or fears that they can actually manifest the business that they really want. So in other words, what you would say just flat out in your conversation is, now, some of the things that might be coming up for you are doubts that you could possibly even build your business to that extent. And the reason that is because, and so you almost start to do a little bit of your coaching right during your enrollment conversation to help them process through some of those self-sabotaging thoughts that keep them playing small. You know, it's part of the work that you do, but instead of letting them live into the smaller vision of the work that they do, you actually illuminate the fact that it's natural for them to feel some doubts or hesitations, because this is what's going on. Is that landing with you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're front loading the conversation in a way that, instead of just a straight sales conversation, you're actually doing a little bit of coaching, because the ideal client that you're working with has come to you probably because they know that they have frustrations in manifesting the business that they want. So they already know that that's a shortcoming, and you can illuminate how the fact that they might be feeling some resistance at this point in the conversation is directly related to their inner thoughts, some self-sabotaging, limiting beliefs, or that kind of thing. And you can illuminate that for them, not necessarily coach them on it, but just simply let them feel into the fact that, oh yeah, here I go doing that again. Mm-hmm. And so you offset it with, again, laying out the clear process that you do help them achieve the results that they want. So it's a little bit of a complex step, and this is typically a little bit deeper than I go during these on-the-spot coaching, but I feel based on the coaching that you do, it might resonate.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. That helps a lot. Like I completely understand. It's like not letting them kind of be alone in their thoughts or their worries or their doubts, to just kind of bring it to the surface and say, hey, this, you know, this is normal.
Right.
And that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And it allows you to keep control of the conversation instead of being confrontational at the end and calling them on their stuff.
Right.
It's proactive versus reactive.
I like that. Yeah.
And that allows us to just be more conversational and authentic.
Yes. Yeah.
And authentic, not inauthentic. I just want to make sure.
Right.
I kind of blended that word together. So anyway, hopefully that provides you with a little bit of insight there to help your clients enroll in themselves versus walk out the door. So
it does. It helps a lot. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. So, and you know, I'm curious here about how the pandemic has impacted the work you do, because, you know, we're into this by 12, 13 months by now. And it has had such a ripple effect on the economy, on people's lives and livelihoods, not to mention, of course, their health. But, you know, it's built in this kind of fear and scarcity mentality. And I know that a lot of the work you do is around the you in your business. Mm-hmm. So can you share a little bit maybe about how the pandemic has impacted the work you do?
Absolutely. You know, for me personally, right at the beginning of the pandemic, I was set to launch my in-person mastermind. Actually, I was shifting to do all of my work in person.
Yeah.
Because I had worked remotely for so long. I was missing the in-person, right? And so, and I'd also worked, I had worked like 90% remotely, but I'd had people come in and spend like VIP weekends in person. And I was able to look and compare and say, you know, which was more impactful? And being in person had such a big difference in the way they felt and what they got out of the time, mm-hmm. right? So I was convinced that that's what I was going to do. And of course, then the pandemic showed up. But you know, now though, even though I just switched all my gears back to virtual, right? But what I see now though is this manifesting piece, this inner work piece is so crucial because everyone is struggling with more doubt, worry, and fear mm-hmm. than what is normal.
Oh yeah.
And especially for those who have decided to start their own business, the current circumstances and environment is not helping, right?
Right.
So this inner work is even more important now than ever before.
Oh yeah, that totally makes sense because they might have been in a job and, you know, the impact on that corporation shifted the corporation's ability to retain them. And so a lot of people were mm-hmm. furloughed and that became the perfect opportunity for people to jump into business for themselves. But then those self-doubts or those limiting beliefs, boy, do those come to the surface then. So yeah, I can only imagine how critical the work that you do is to somebody that's just starting out. So yeah, that's great. Well, Michelle, how do you work with new coaches or entrepreneurs who want to finally build that exciting, successful business through manifestation and obviously nailing their marketing? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So I teach new coaches how to create their business through manifesting powerfully and marketing differently. And I do this by teaching my SOMA manifesting practices for business in what I call empathic marketing, right? So I have my business program Tangible, which is where it's kind of a hybrid program. I teach manifesting practices first because that's the inner work, right? You've really got to find that 100% you expression for your business, as well as that alignment. And then we go into developing the foundations of your marketing, like email marketing, copy, message, and funnels. But I can tell you, not only from seeing, you know, over 900 people do this, but my own experiences, you know, which I thought I might be immune to, but I wasn't, is that if you don't have that connection with self, and that's the wonderful thing about manifesting practices, what it does for you is you connect with self and source, and then you also have just this incredibly empowering experience when you are able to manifest that. From that place, you can be more dialed into your marketing, understand your ideal client more, and reach them on a deeper level. And if you aren't coming from that place of center first before you approach all of this marketing, right, I can tell you with almost absolute certainty that you're going to run into problems and you're going to struggle because it isn't going to feel right. So that's the kind of work that I do. You know, you have to start with you and the manifesting work for the rest to be congruent.
Oh, no, totally. That makes perfect sense, especially for coaches, because they are the product. Working mm-hmm. with a coach is, that's part of the package. So if there are any incongruencies with their sense of self and expertise and abilities, why then that just really makes it difficult to launch that successful business and dial in that marketing in a congruent way. So yeah, it makes perfect sense to me as to the huge benefit of the work that you do. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, they can learn more about me at michellesarah.com. That's the quick and easy, right?
Right.
But I also want to invite anyone listening to, if they're looking for support in this inner work and begin this manifesting for business process, I invite you to the Synchronicity Club, which is normally a 12-month membership that I charge for, but I'm giving this away for free. Wow. And what it includes is daily inspirational messages, right, to get you thinking and working on that, the inner peace, weekly videos, a live monthly call with me, and a private Facebook group. So that gives you like all the support. It surrounds you with everything you need to maintain the state of mind necessary for manifesting business.
Wow, that is very generous of you. Holy cow, yeah. That's awesome.
And they anyone interested in that can go to synchronicityclub.com.
Oh, okay. So that is a separate URL?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So your website is michellesera.com, and that's michellesera.com. And so be sure to, for our listeners, check out everything that she has on the website. And then synchronicityclub.com is the website for this year-long membership. That's fantastic. Yes. So sign up for that and receive those as a daily, weekly, and monthly.
Correct. Daily inspirational messages, weekly videos, and monthly live calls, plus a private Facebook group.
Private Facebook. Wow. That is fantastic. Thank you, Michelle. That is so generous of you. And it sounds like a huge resource for people to really tap into your zone of genius, as I like to call it. So, well, Michelle, it's been so great hearing about your journey and listening, you know, to these golden nuggets of wisdom come up. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Sure. Yeah. The biggest thing that I can say is it's an inside job. As much as you may not want to hear it, because I was one of those, I'll stick my hand in the air. You know, you can create anything that you can think of, anything that you want in your business, as long as you think from the outcome, but not of the outcome, right? Yeah. This is the manifesting piece, but understand that your business is 100% an expression of self, and it takes some time to figure that out and get it right. So that you're totally aligned, you know, and everything is flowing, but be patient with yourself. And at the same time, be committed to the inner work and don't give up.
Right. Yeah. That's great. I just love that. It sounds, you know, so simple, and yet without the right support, it can be so elusive. So
yes,
I love the fact that you're leaning into the fact that, hey, I'm walking my talk, you know, I've been there, done that, but I got it.
Yes, totally. Yes.
So, yeah. Well, again, Michelle, I've just really enjoyed our conversation and learning about your journey from your early experience, you know, in the corporate scene, in the big business world, thriving, but one piece of the bigger corporation, somebody else's picture, right? And so you launched out, you spread your wings and took ownership of your own life. And now this impactful work you're doing as a coach, strategist, and copywriter is helping so many people market differently and manifest powerfully so that they can create the business that they dream of. I really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Michelle through her website, michellesera.com. And be sure to go to synchronicityclub.com as well and sign up for that membership. Sounds like a powerful opportunity. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Michelle Sarah. And as always, here's to your success.